Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Time. And wow, for me that was an amazing blast from the past. And I'm on about a blast from way, way in the past to a little time when I signed away my rights to receive money for something that was to do with that song, also known as A Certain Friend of Yours Singing It. I'm just like stunned that AJ was actually able to find it again, because we've been hunting for it, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
It is actually used on a video game, and I can't remember which one. I can't remember which one I told you. Absolutely no damn clue. But that was yours truly. Now, I have some special little friends who I've got to say something to first of all. I'm going to play the next song. You can all give me weird looks. I don't care. This is for my little friends. This is for TC. This is for Ellie. And this is for Juju. With lots of love from Auntie Hazel. So this song is just for you guys. Auntie Hazel loves you all. She sends you all big kisses. Mwah, 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 mwah. And big hugs too. So that's for you. But now for us grown-ups.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
Yes, people, it's adult playtime with yours truly. Now, some of you know the past few days I've been suffering due to a lovely little allergic reaction to a wax melt that I melted Monday. I put it into melt before I took a nap and woke up feeling like I had been beaten up and like the devil had been stomping all over me. I've literally spent Monday afternoon, yesterday, and today feeling like hot pants. That's all I could describe. AJ would attest to the fact that I've had nasty headaches, I've been itchy, miserable, crabby, pretty pretty much bitch from hell. Agreed?
You wouldn't work that to me, so...
That's because I love you. But anyway, I have still have a slight headache on me, so if I could turn to playing lots of music tonight, please forgive me. It's, you know, I have to do what I have to do, and I'm exhausted, and I have to see, that's what yawning does to you. I've got my faithful tea with me. I got my sidekicks, even though one's asleep and one wants to play. And I got Trelly, who's looking deliciously chocolatey, it has to be said. You do look delicious and chocolatey tonight.
Hmm.
It's got an itch there, babe?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, while I perv over my handsome man, I'm going to play a quick song and we'll be right back. Radio land, Facebook land, internet land, the great unknown. It is I, your unicorn riding, glitter rolling, turtle loving, Winnie Pooh hugging, chocolate eating, tea drinking, trelly cuddling, dog hugging, proud mama of two lovely boys, Hazel, here with you tonight. Do not ask me to repeat that because I have no idea if I would be able to. But can't you honestly say that this weather is really crappy the past few days?
Well, so for today.
But it still was miserable and overcast.
Yeah.
I mean, we just like the sun to crack through for a little bit. I know there's a lot of people on the East Coast right now dealing with floods
and
all that. Well, yeah, there's snow north of us. My heart goes out to all those people who have got, you know, family and friends out there working in it and everything. You know, I feel sorry for these snowplow drivers. They thought they, you know, were done with all this snow. Further up north, they're dealing with snow again. East Coast, they're out there doing what they can, like sandbags and all that lot to stop floods. It's just like a never-ending cycle.
Right.
So what has been going on in the world that we know? Should we talk about that racist sack of poop? Oh, my Lord.
What?
For those of you who don't know or have been living under a rock lately, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who was talking with his girlfriend, we might just as well say what she is, a mistress, because the dude is married.
Mm-hmm.
So that ain't no girlfriend. That's
so he
a
got
mistress.
A wife and girlfriend on the side. He might got a fiance on the way.
You know what? Who knows? The fact of it is that that's his side piece, his cum dumpster, whatever you want to call it. Judging from what people have said about her, she's just a gold digger.
Hey.
She gives me money.
Well, he ain't doing
nothing
to stop
when it, so. I'm in need. She's a trifling woman in need.
Well, he doesn't want to worry about it.
She's a gold digger. All of the time. Let's be honest, men mostly talk, you know, think with their little heads. They never think with their big ones. But anyway, so this guy came out and went off on her because of the fact that she showed up to one of his games and also was having photos taken with Magic Johnson. He apparently, from what I heard, flipped his lid, had a major meltdown going on about how he doesn't like black people. She said, well, I'm half black. Yeah, but when you walk like a white woman and you look like a Hispanic. You know, I mean, it went on and on. We listened to the whole thing. It was a good 20 minutes long, wasn't it, this entire conversation? And it was just downright disgusting. He used the N-word a few times, which I refused to say.
Wait, he did?
He used it 3 times.
I didn't even hear it.
I refused to say that word. It disgusts me and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, this whole thing has been going on there. And what saddened me is that there's a lot of people who were saying people should boycott the LA Clippers game. Well, to me, that wouldn't have done any good because it's not the players who came out and said it. It was the owner. Now, if you know, the whole team had backed him up and everything, I would have said, yeah, but it's like anything else. You know, you can't stop your boss's point of view. The Clippers did win last night, but on the other side of it, the NBA commissioner and those in charge of the NBA came out and said, you know, this dude now has a lifetime ban from any NBA game. He also has a $2.5 million fine, if I remember rightly.
$2.5 million,
yep. And they're now pushing for the sale of the Clippers. A lot of people were saying that his wife, who has come out and said that she doesn't agree with what he said, that it broke her heart hearing that as well, wants the LA Clippers to be run by her or her son-in-law. Well, the players' management within the Clippers organization and the NBA are saying no. We want this sold to somebody completely away from the family, which to me is good because you don't know how much of his thoughts and feelings have passed down to people in his family. Because as you know, yeah, you get the odd person in your family who may be racist or may say racist comments, but there's a lot of people who, you know, they follow their family's views.
Right.
You know, so I think it's a good idea that they do sell the LA Clippers. A lot of people are saying it would be really good if they went to Seattle, which to me could be a big possibility. But we'll see. You know, there's a part of me that wants the LA Clippers to win and go through to the next round. But there's another part of me that doesn't and everything. But, you know, what can you do? It's one of those things, that you just have to wait and see what's going to, you know, come out of it and everything. So, what else is going... let's go, as we're speaking about basketball, because it is awesome. What else is going on in basketball land? It is the playoffs. Look at me giggling, like you're 5 years old.
No, something is funny what I just read, like, not too long ago. The L.A. Lakers coach, Mike D'Antoni, has resigned.
Thank God. Now, can you take Kobe with him?
Only thing worse on that one.
And see, and I'll tell you another reason why it needs to warm up. Because it's baseball season.
Yeah, that's true.
Miller Park, which is where, you know, where the Milwaukee Brewers play, has a stadium with a roof. This roof can open and close. I want to be there this summer for a game, and it's been a tradition, let's be honest, for the past 3 years, that I've gone to a game around my birthday. To me, it's wonderful. My birthday is the end of September. I turned the big 4-0 this year. Eek. That means I'm old. I am going to be an old woman in September.
I don't mean nothing.
I am old. Look, I've got wrinkles. Look at my wrinkles. Look. See them? They're all around my eyes. Look at my nose and my chin. Look at my chin. I got grey hair. See? I've got to get hair dye. The grey hair is coming back. You see it?
No.
It's grey. Look. Open your eyes and look. See? Grey. I am old. But before old age hits me to the point where I can't see or anything, I want to go to a Brewers. But this weather needs to warm up, please. I blame me for it, because if I hadn't have done that polar plunge on January 1st and said, what's the bet it's going to be cold like this through summer?
You said,
well, I said that to Brett. I'm ashamed of myself. Everyone can blame me for the atrocious weather. Bad.
No.
But anyway, the Brewers are actually doing pretty good. Did we say they're 20-8 right now?
Yep, they're 20-8.
Phenomenal. Are they still first in the league? Even better. Outstanding.
Yeah, they're the first team in MLB that just made it to 20 wins.
See, that's, do you know what? That's because I'm here. I will actually like to say that June 28th of this year, I will have been in the U.S. for 15 years.
Oh, really?
Really? To me, that's cause for celebration. I have made it in this country 15 years.
Yeah, such a wild blue crap.
I would have said that I haven't lost my mind, but I don't think I even have my mind to worry about losing. But anyway, when I first came over, I actually remember I landed in Boston. And the airport just absolutely terrified me the way the plane came into land. Because those of you who are familiar with Boston International Airport, it's right on the coastline. So when the airplane comes in from the Atlantic, it looks as though it's going to land in the Atlantic Ocean. Then, it landed where it should and everything. I got out. Went through customs, and do you know, in customs, they took my tea bags, they took my essential oils. They took my tea bags, my essential oils, and a couple of other things.
Wait, I got something.
What?
So they took your tea bag?
Yes.
They probably been teabagging themselves with it.
That's just wrong on so many levels.
Hey, they the one took it.
But anyway, they then... I'm playing with my boobs here, like a piece of hair poking out. It looked like my nipple was erect, but with hair. Anywho, then they took my tea bags, they took my essential oil, they took my chocolate that I had with me, they took my shampoo and conditioner, and they took my hairspray. I know, right? So then I couldn't find where the terminal was to get to my flight to come to the Midwest. I had to take a cab, $35 cab ride. I swear I got ripped off. I am not joking. I must have got ripped off. Then waiting, got on my plane, which was going to connect me to Chicago, and they rolled us out onto the tarmac, and that was it. We were stopped there. Over the captain, this was your captain speaking, We are currently stuck here on the tarmac here at Logan International Airport, as there are currently violent storms over the Midwest, and it is not safe for us to fly yet. We have been told these storms will clear within the next 30 minutes. 5 hours later, we finally took off. In the meantime, this is the most awesome bit, and you could tell this was prior to 9/11. There was a dude on the airplane that I was sat on who was hungry. He was, like, really, really hungry, who called Logan International Airport, who has a Pizza Hut, and ordered 2 large pizzas, which a Pizza Hut car came and delivered to the airplane.
Seriously.
So we did end up, I had a slice of pizza. So my first food ever in the United States was a slice of pepperoni pizza. Finally took off, and they actually rerouted us through Canada. So we flew through Canada. We flew over, what's that waterfall up there? Niagara Falls. Yeah. We flew over Niagara Falls, then we flew down over Lake Michigan into Chicago, when we should have actually gone through the U.S. And we landed there, and the rest, they say, is history. But 15 years, I still sound fabulous. I'm still wonderful. Don't you raise your eyebrows at me.
I don't disagree. I don't know.
Didn't look like you were agreeing with me.
I know.
Better be agreeing with me. See this? Come on. Come on. I got rings. Ow! All your knuckles. That hurt. Look at that big old knuckle. Ooh. You owe me kisses to make me feel.
Your knuckles like Wayne Barry.
You scare me. But I think, because 15 years is a good milestone, I think that we should have a party. We should have a party to celebrate. I have absolutely no clue because all my friends live out of state. That's a really hard thing. I could invite Jenna. She lives in Wisconsin. We could try inviting some other people, but it would be really cool to have a party to celebrate.
Try to get 20 people or something, or more than 20.
We need to. But while we're doing all that, while me and AJ are working out what we can do for my party, celebrate 15 years, I'll expect presents in the mail. I'll play a song and we'll be right back. About how I actually got over here, don't you? Because I know a lot of people have asked that question, And I think it would be nice for people to kind of hear the story so I don't have to say it 50,000 more times over the next few years.
But you probably will anyway.
Yeah, but that's not the point. So basically what happened was is that my brother Matthew was in the army. He was stationed in Minnesota and I was set to come out here to visit him. I bought my ticket, all that good stuff, landed in Chicago. My brother's not there. So I'm trying to get hold of him, Eventually I managed to get hold of him and I'm like, where are you? You're supposed to be picking me up. I'm thinking that because of how delayed our flight was and everything, that he didn't get hold of me. He had just left. If anybody knew my brother Matthew, they would know that he was not the world's most patient people. If you say you're going to be there in 15 minutes and you're there 16 minutes later, don't expect him to be there. Because he would have left at 15 minutes. So I'm thinking that's what he'd done and he just deserted and left me there. So basically, I'm like stranded in Chicago. I'm like, where are you? He said, well, the army sent me on maneuvers. My brother was in the army. So the army sent me on maneuvers. I'm in Texas. I'm like, you're like, where?
I'm thinking like, why did you come here and move to Texas?
And there's like no way that I can go to his army base and go to his home there because I need him to be there to give me authorization to get on the base.
Right.
You know, I can't just walk up and say, hi, I'm Matthew Stead's sister. Can you let me on? And they're going to be like, sure you are. Come on in. Have a cup of tea with us all. It don't work like that. Anybody who's dealt with any of the armed forces knows that they ain't going to let anybody just walk on their base. So anyway, my brother kind of knew Robert's dad in a roundabout kind of way.
Like how?
Friends of a friend.
Friends of a friend.
Yeah. So got hold of him. Robert's dad came and actually picked me up and everything. And I was just going to stay with Robert's dad for the month and then fly back to the UK. But me and Robert's dad clicked at the time. And I'll explain why we clicked as well.
Yeah, you clicked at the time.
You know, he begged me to stay. We spent 2 days literally down at immigration trying to get paperwork and everything sorted out. Then I fell pregnant with Robert. All that good stuff. That's how I stayed here. The reason why me and Robert's dad clicked when we first got together was because we both drank. And I'm not going to... AJ, it's not even funny. I'm being straight up honest here. We drank and we drank a lot. Me and Robert's dad would drink about 3 liters of vodka every weekend. That's a lot of vodka to go through.
How can you drink all that?
I used to be able to. You know, our evening dinner, meal consisted of dinner and a few beers. That's what it was like. You gotta remember when I first came over here, I was 24 years old. I had been married since I was like 18. And was out of a bad relationship. So, to me, I was catching up on those teen years that I missed. You know what I mean? So, you know, I drank a lot. Then I fell pregnant with Robert, and I did stop drinking. And slowly things kept... What?
Stop drinking now.
When I was pregnant with Robert, yes.
Well, I mean... I didn't
say I stopped drinking completely. I said I stopped drinking when I was pregnant with Robert.
That's what I thought you meant.
No. You know that I drank after I had Robert. Hell, I can honestly say. Oh no, dealing with Robert's father, you needed something to get you through. But anyway, that was basically it. It was, you know, but then when I had Robert, my drinking came way, 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 way down because I drank for so long, your tolerance level goes down as well. So you can't drink as much as what you used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I still had the occasional beer here and there. Robert's dad wasn't around much afterwards. You know, that was when he started his let's sleep with anything that's got a slit between its legs. And I'm sure he slept with a couple of she-males too when it was growing. Don't spit your drink out over your laptop. You can't afford to replace it.
She-males, huh?
Well, who knows what he was sleeping with. Yeah, but either way, that's how I got over here and how I stayed. When Robert was actually born, immigration showed up at the hospital within, I think it was within about 6-7 hours of Robert being born. And I remember they said, well, we have to do a blood test on you and the baby to make sure that you're not lying about giving birth. And I remember just whipping the covers off of me and said, do you want to see my effing stitches?
Ooh. By saying all that, they probably was like, man, she's crazy.
Well, come into a, you know, a woman who's just given birth room.
Right.
And start making demands, telling them that that child might not be yours. Now, if you'd shown up at my house a few weeks later, I might have been a bit more receptive and understandable. But the hospital ain't going to let me be laying in a bed, still with an IV in my arm, with a newborn baby in my arms, if that child weren't mine.
Right.
So I had all that done. I think I'm one of the few women who actually didn't have to go on the Maury show to get proof that that child was mine. But that's basically how I'm here. Now, I went through a lot of issues with Robert's dad's family when I left Robert's dad when he got arrested.
That's all that he was trying to say. But the kid is not my son.
Oh, that his family convinced him that Robert wasn't his when he was in jail for a while.
Really?
And you know that they had tried doing everything they could to have me deported and everything. And they were not a very nice family at all, to be perfectly honest. There's a couple of members of it who I like and who I'm still friends with. But in general, the rest of them, I really do not have any time for. And I will not tolerate. I'm not going to put up with their crap. And as you know, I literally cut them out of my life. They even went to the point of having people come to my house and pick up furniture and stuff that they claimed they had just loaned me. At one point, they had taken Robert's bed and everything. They took my dining room table and chair. They took my sewing machine, my desk. Just, I mean, everything they could literally get their hands on, they stripped us off. But, you know, for a while, it was, you know, that's basically how things were. And there were times, I will admit, I did want to go, you know, back to the UK. I did a lot of times. I thought it was my only option was to head back there. But I stuck it out. And then I met you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I didn't stop you from going.
Have you seen yourself?
Yeah. I'm fuzzy.
You ain't fuzzy. You're adorable. Oh, my God. Huh, you are tall, dark, and handsome. I can tell you now, if you ask any person who I speak to on Facebook my feelings for you, all I talk about is how much I love you, how wonderful you are, and all that stuff.
I don't know what you guys talking about.
It's probably that good shit done. But anyway, we were going to play another song, and then we'll be back talking about the wonder that is AJ. But I've got to find a perfect song yet. In fact, I have. This is for all of my friends out there. I love you all very much.
Making me to get a...
You wanted a good girl. You
yeah.
got me.
Right.
That ain't good.
I was about to say, what was I thinking?
You ended up with me.
Mm-hmm.
So tell these crazy people, what was it about me that you liked?
I guess you were one of the few people in my life that just love me for me and just be there for me.
I'm there for everyone. You know that.
Yeah, just some of the exes I had, the lessons I haven't had, just gave up.
See, my whole thing is that when it comes to relationships, you don't give up. You work hard. You know, being with somebody isn't as easy as, you know, I don't know, butter and a piece of toast. There are going to be challenges and everything that you've got to face.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to work at it. As simple as that. We have been together for nearly 7 years.
Don't make us so old.
But the fact of it is the stuff that we have been through in those 7 years is enough to crush a lot of people. A lot of people would have given up and walked away. You know, we've dealt with exes coming back into the picture and starting trouble. We've dealt with attacks on us, both physically and verbally. We've dealt with mental illness, death of a child, homelessness,
mm-hmm.
you know, so many things. And if we don't help each other, seriously, who else is going to be there for each other? You know, we are family, as simple as that. And family means that you're there with the good times as well as
the
bad times. You just disturbed me. I know. But, you know, that's the whole point, is that you work together. You don't quit when things get tough. You have to give it your all, and you have to keep working and working and working at it. And, you know, you put in the time, you put in the power. It's not all sweetness and light. Because, you know, we've had days where I've said to you, just go. Just go and come back when you found yourself. You know that I've had days where I've just locked myself in the bedroom and I'm just like, I don't want to be disturbed, just leave me alone. But that's what you do. You give each other space, you work through it, and you come back. And it's the same way as, you know, with my friends and everything. I will make damn sure that I'm there for every single one of my friends who needs me. You know that I've done that more times. I'm like, hold on, I got to, you know, someone needs me. That to me is what you do for a friend. If you care about someone and you know, you say to them, look, I consider you family and all that lot. Well, you know, yeah, I know a lot of people do turn their backs on their family. But...
Mm-hmm.
You don't turn your back on family, and I'll be damned if I'm going to turn my back on any of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my friends are my family, simple as that. And I will walk over hot coals, which I am doing this summer with Brett, woohoo, for my family. I will make damn sure that those people, you know, if I can't help them out money-wise, I will make damn sure that I'm their support-wise through everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Oh, right.
They're my family. I love them all. I love them very, very much.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And before I get all emotional and everything, let's have a clap. And then I think we're going to play another song because I've got an ice cream here and I would just want to, you know, jump into it and eat it all. So we're going to play this song for everybody out there.
Yeah, cash money, hero, private jet, polish.
Yeah.
chopper burning smoke. Louis bag, they strap with a priceless glow. High life, flipping and get some more. Paradise, the luxury marble flow. When I hit, hit me full of that cash. More money than I seen in the garbage can. Sun and island, money and the power. That's how we do it, make it rain, make it shower. Top flow, big time, I'm doing big things. Over city view, phone short a new range. Flip another 100, popping for 100 in a new Bentley. Uptown stunner. To the gold line, straight out the huddle. Cash money, gold mine, we just stay loyal. Boy, we getting money like we just found oil. And that's word to my red flag. I live first and leave the bush dead last. I lay it down so hard, I got a bed rash. And I just tell them to loaf it when the bread pass. Staring at you from the top of the game, man. I might drop the world if I change hands. It feel good to be here. Weezy in the building, got this rebuilt young money. Thunderball, some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty, baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Thunderball say, well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. See the girl them broke out on the floor. From your door on a walk is performer. From your door on a man where can't turn you on. Girl make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long now. Eat no young, no steam fish, no, no green banana. But down in Jamaica we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well woman the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Test out, but you know we start, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if you test out, I mean, if it test out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have a plastic, because me God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it test him, I test out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. I'm crazy now, this kid tough is on a Bridget and flavor show. Time to make baby now, so stop boy like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fist and fat, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way this time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. just park it right here, keep it undercover. Tell me love how you fit in your blouse and your fat in your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. See the girl them broke out from the floor. From you don't wanna work as performer. From you don't wanna man work can't turn you on. Girl make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, nah eat no yam, no steam fish, nah no green banana. But down in Jamaica we give it to you hard like a sauna. Well woman the way they start.
Temperature for shelter you from the storm. Oh love, gotta got a right tactic to turn you are and all. I'll be the mother if you will be the papa. Apparently there was gunshots fired downtown Milwaukee today, so we're just trying to work out what was going on.
Why? Out of all the places. Why downtown?
For a Starbucks! Okay, I need to find out what was going on. So it was on TMJ4.
Right.
So I'm just trying to find it. Okay, it's officers shoots and kills suspect in Milwaukee's Red Arrow Park. I'm just trying to find it. It says here, one person is dead after an officer-involved shooting outside Starbucks at Milwaukee's Red Arrow Park. Red Arrow Park, for those people who don't know, is right downtown. And they have ice skating there in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Around 3:30, where he encountered the subject laying on the ground. Witnesses claim the officer then helped the man to his struggle. The suspect began to hit the officer in the head with his baton, and the officer fired several shots. The suspect later died. The officer was treated at Friday at Hearn Hospital and was released. Do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me that stuff like that happening downtown. But, you know, on the whole, there's only one area of Milwaukee that I find scary, and that's actually the north side. But even in certain parts of the north side.
Right.
So, to you, why do you think these types of things happen around here?
I know things can happen everywhere, but it's just like downtown, it's like diversity, but we're still,
Turn that down.
But just stuff going on. It's just mainly, because downtown is mainly like a minority, like all races and be there, but it just, you only have like a lot of stuff up there just to make it, just say like Southbridge, for example.
Right.
Like you do still have some black people there, but you have like more of a variety of stuff going on. And with downtown at the moment, it doesn't have that.
Well, the fact is that people need to start putting money into downtown.
Right.
You know, it's...
And stop bitching about, oh, it'll be too noisy.
Well, you know, it's a city. Let's just make it better. There's so many people, there's so many places that have popped up down there, hotel-wise and everything, that you've got to cater to those people who are coming in to visit.
Right.
You know, I mean, my parents have said the next time they come into, you know, to the States, they wish that we could all go somewhere as a family because Milwaukee is getting old. And I kind of agree with them to a certain extent. So hopefully, you know, next time they come into town, we'll be able to go somewhere and, you know, have a good time and everything.
Right, exactly. Well, hopefully, like you said, this new arena coming in, and maybe, and they got little stuff coming in, but hopefully that will draw up some stuff, I'll say.
I hope so, too. I really do.
Yeah.
So, what else has been going on in the world? Hello?
No, I'm just trying to, I don't know what's much going on in the world. Well, besides Toronto won. Who else? I know Houston was not in the league. Well, was still in the league. Sorry.
You know, I think what we need to do is this. I've actually had two friends in the past. I'm just trying to find the song. There it is. I've got two friends who, within a space of 2 weeks, buying houses and moving and everything. And I know Cora's just finished moving. Vicky moved later this week as well. So I'm going to play this song for my friends who are starting new lives, who are getting on with new things and new challenges. I'm just letting you all know how proud I am of you all. And I love you all very much. This song is for you guys.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gone. Like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
I'm that flight that you get on, international. seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. You make it hard to leave. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me. Jazzy on
them. You know the words in my song. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them want. London to Taiwan. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Arenas, guns on deck, chest to chest, tongue on neck, international oral sex, every picture I take, I pose a threat, phone and jet, what you expect, her pussy so good, I bought her a pet, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty, anyway, every day I'm trying to get to it, gotta say to my phone on the big booty.
Okay, we are back. I gotta check the lyrics to that song because I swear that he says her booty tastes like a sandwich, and I have to make sure. So let's have a look. Talk dirty to me lyrics. There would be some really screwed up lyrics if the lyrics were her booty tastes like a sandwich. What, a shit sandwich?
Okay. You must have licked the crack.
Ew, that's just nasty. Okay.
Huh?
What? Let's see. I had a conversation. Oh, I've got this stuff. I don't need anymore. Booty don't need explaining. Oh, it's your, but your booty don't need explaining. It's not your booty tastes like a sandwich.
Oh.
Well, come on. Yeah, let's be honest. Those lyrics could have been there. Let me just double check. I thought he said that.
He said, suck my penis.
He does say, you can suck my penis.
Oh, wow.
An international oral sex. Got a phone number saved under Big Booty. Yeah, no, not anywhere does he refer to her booty as a sandwich. So that was just me hearing the lyrics wrong. I apologize to everybody out there who was feeling a bit hungry and wanting a booty sandwich. Seriously. Booty sandwich. More my life. Well, it's 10:15 here.
Yeah.
I still have a killer headache. You have no idea. I'm tired. I was so exhausted. So totally exhausted. You know what would be nice? If I got up tomorrow and my headache would be gone.
Right.
If I woke up tomorrow feeling like I've been hit by a freaking bus. See, this is what people who don't get allergic reactions don't realize. that when a really bad allergic reaction hits you, it's not just a case of, oh, take a Benadryl and you're done.
Right.
This has been going on since Monday. This is something that's really, really serious. It's given me headaches. I was said earlier, put me in a bad mood, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, don't remind me.
Oh, it was 85 degrees last year. But, you know, it's one of those things that people have just got to realize that allergies are not anything to mess with. And if you deliberately set out to hurt somebody who has an allergy, shame on you. Do you know what I mean? Seriously, shame on you for it. Because it's not fun. It is not fun. I have things that I've been trying, that I need to get done. You know, Maddie's anniversary is coming up in, you know, 3 months, and I'm trying to do 28 bags. So I need to make 28 hats for that, which I'm trying to get done in various sizes. That was supposed to have been done already. You know I was whopping out 20, 15 in a day. So yeah. I could have easily done that, but it's like tired me out. I've got to get hold of people and find out if there are people out there who want to help with donating items or anything, because I seriously want to get this sorted. And I'm losing days doing it. I'm just like, I just can't do it. I really can't. It's been very, very hard, and my skin is just like itchy. And I mean to the point where it feels like it's, I just, if I had a wire brush,
ooh,
I would take a wire brush to every part of my body and just scratch it off. I may be dripping in blood afterwards, but it would feel so good just to have that scratch going on. Oh, wonderful.
You
wouldn't like it though, would you?
Okay.
If I scratch myself with a wire brush until my skin bled.
Ooh.
Yeah. But anyway, it's, you know, my nose is all stuffed out, my head hurts, my eyes hurt, the watery. I'm just exhausted, my skin's itching. Oh, you know, it's different if, say, for example, you receive something by mistake, like somebody doesn't know you've got an allergy and they send something to you, that kind of thing. But when somebody does it deliberately, that's just like low. Lowest of the low.
Right.
Anyway, have I ever told everybody how Maddie got his name and how Robert got his?
Maybe, I'm not sure, but Robert, I don't think so.
Okay. Both of my boys are named after my older brother. My older brother's name is Matthew Robert Stead.
Look at that! Look at that! 60? Well, starting Friday. But look at Wednesday! Look at that!
Is that
60? Yes!
AJ?
It's Thursday,
AJ?
It's nearly 70 degrees!
Scared, AJ.
Yes! Yes!
Hold me!
Yes.
I'm scared. The sixes are coming. But anyway, my older brother, his name is, well, it was Matthew Robert. And through everything I went through in life and everything growing up, he was always my hero. He's my big brother. And so when I had Robert, my grandfather's name is Frank Robert.
Oh.
What? Oh, you bought a Powerball ticket, didn't
not
you?
Not Powerball.
We could be sat here with money, and I'm doing a radio show on a free radio channel, and we could be millionaires.
We'll be quarter of the way millionaire.
I'm buying a house next door to Cora's if we win lots of money. We have a house on the East Coast and a house in the Midwest.
Hmm.
And then I'm going to see Cora. Anyway. So, when I was pregnant with Robert and I found out he was going to be a boy, I wanted him to be named after, you know, somebody who, to me, was, like, incredibly strong and somebody who I loved deeply. So, I stuck right out there and I was like, yep, going to call in Robert. Robert's dad wasn't too impressed. Robert's dad wanted to call Robert Charles. We are not calling that boy Charles.
What's my brother's middle name?
For a middle name, it's fine, but I'm not having Robert being called Charles James Crawford. But anyway, so he has named Robert James. The James part comes from Robert's dad and from Robert's granddad. On his dad's side, so that's where the Robert James came from. So obviously by me saying my older brother is called Matthew, I wonder where we got Matthew's name from. Hold on, let's pause and hear, listen to the viewers, listen everybody. Yes, I got it from my brother. Did you hear everybody say it? And his middle name, Aaron, actually came from one of our amazing, amazing friends.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Aaron, and he ran a wrestling group called WW Experience. And, oh, what a guy he was. He was like a giant teddy bear. And the phone calls, so he used to call us up, didn't he, some evenings. We'd be on the phone between you and me for hours, just talking and talking and talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Such a really, really nice guy. And then, sadly, it was February, wasn't it, of 2010. I came home, I'd been out for the day, and our voicemail on our house phone was like, Hazel, call us. Hazel AJ, call us, you got to call us, you got to call us.
Oh,
and all this lot, and we didn't know what was going on, and I got hold of a friend of ours called Pam, only to be told that night, Aaron had a massive asthma attack and had died. And we were just, even now, it still just stuns me that man's lost.
Okay.
And so we said right from the get-go that, this is disturbing. We said right from the get-go that if we had a child, if we had a little boy, that we would honor Aaron, and his name, part of his name would be Aaron. So when Maddie was born, we knew that obviously Maddie wasn't going to be with us because of the ultrasound. We decided to name him after two people who are no longer with us, one my older brother Matthew and one our friend Aaron. So that's how Matthew Aaron came about. And we know that those were the two arms that he ran into as soon as he got up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how our boys were named. That's really spectacular.
Right.
The story apparently of how I was named Hazel varies on who you actually ask. If you ask my Auntie Hazel, because I do have an Auntie Hazel, she will swear up and down that I was...
No, he didn't.
What? I'm trying to talk. What?
I'm sorry. No, she's talking.
She swears up and down that I was named after her. And I mean swears up and down. Everybody you talk to, who's your niece Hazel named after? Oh, she's named after me. She's named after me. The fact of it was, when my mum had me, she was going to call me Heather. And then she was reminded of someone she went to school with called Heather, who she hated. Then I was going to be called Hannah, but she reminded my birth father's sister, who's called Hannah, who's a crazy psycho. And yeah, I hope she's listening, because she is a crazy psycho. Then, for whatever reason, she got stuck on Hazel, and hence I became Hazel. What are you staring at, Mindy? My pretty girl. Hey, my pretty girl. Oh, you're so pretty. I wish everybody could see how pretty you are. Yes, I do. I got my baby. Come on in. Come on in.
You know you can do a Monday show.
No, I can't.
I can do it for me.
No, that's fine.
Seems long, you seem.
I don't want to be seen. I don't like people seeing me unless I'm looking crazy, and I ain't looking crazy today.
Ain't nothing wrong with you either.
There's nothing right with me either.
Anyway, I was talking to my cousin on here.
Which one?
Oh, my cousin. Well, he's a rapper.
Okay.
So, this is what he said.
I can't see that.
Okay. I ain't had no pussy put me to sleep in a long time. I be tired, but be up. Put me to sleep or I ain't going. Before he deleted my comment, I'm like, dude, nobody don't want to hear that. He's like, I got 2,000 plus females that's on here. And I'm like, and you slept with none of them. Please, nobody don't want to hear that.
And he deleted your comment.
Yeah, he put, I'm done. I'm like, good, change the subject. Yep, and he deleted my comment.
No, well.
That's why I put my status, people afraid of the truth. Hashtag, be real.
See, and this is one thing that, you know, why do, I mean, women are doing it as well, but I'm asking you because you're a guy. Why do guys lie about how many women they've slept with?
Bragging rights. Just for females to be impressed.
I ain't impressed with how many women you've slept with. If you were a dirty man whore, you were a dirty man whore.
And plus, like, for guys to be impressed, too. Like, okay, you probably can't get this girl.
I don't know, Clue. I think it's just disgusting, anyway.
Yeah, I'll speak for you.
It's horrible. It's disgusting. Anyway, we're going to play a song, then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. So while the song was playing, I decided to do one of those quizzes. And this was, what flavor cupcake are you? So my score says that I am a mint chocolate chip cupcake. So tell me if this sounds like me. It says, you are whimsical and quirky. You are unlike any other person you are known. You are drawn to similarly offbeat people from all walks of life. You like a cupcake because you're unique and expressive. You have a refreshing taste of the world. You're often surprising even to yourself. Does that sound like me?
Twerking.
Why in God's name are you twerking? That's not the point. Nobody can see you twerking.
I don't
even know if I can twerk. How do you twerk?
It's mainly just moving your booty.
Okay, well, let's give it a shot, shall we? All right, here we go. Time to twerk. I'm scared I might do a toot, though, if I do start twerking.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's okay. Do we stick the butt out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what do we do?
Well, besides that, just move your butt muscles.
I am moving my butt muscles. See? Look. Oh, if I do jiggles, my belly jiggles. So if when you twerk your booty, that your belly starts wiggling too, what's that called?
A little bit.
No, but what's it called, though? Because I'm doing like a double twerk here. I've got my booty and my belly both jiggling around here.
Maybe you're more comfortable.
Okay, but unfortunately, I have a fat roll. When I do anything that involves shaking my ass, my fat roll is going to roll too.
Okay, you want to do like the jiggle thing, you just mainly move a little bit of your arms like you shake them.
Well, I did just jiggle my butt. And my fat roll still went along with it. I'm telling you now.
Sometimes it's like that.
I'm telling you now, my body's like the motion of the ocean. You throw a pebble in it, everything's going to ripple. Good grief. Oh, see, I'm getting all sniffy and everything. So don't we have other radio shows coming up? Hello? Don't we have other radio shows coming up?
Mm-hmm. We always do.
So tomorrow night we got the Smart List with Chris.
It's always good.
That's always fun. Especially mm-hmm. when I lose my temper on it.
But they're both named, be on there.
Yeah, which is good. Fridays, we have nothing. No, Fridays, if we remember, it's Tea with Hazel at 11 o'clock, if I'm here.
Or remember.
Yeah, that too. And what is it, Saturday? It's the Peter West Show.
He did apologize this past Saturday. He was having technical difficulties. Although he had to use his phone to do it, but it only was used up to a half hour. So.
It's Sunday, and we're going to do a special show after Extreme Rules.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, WWE Extreme Rules pay-per-view is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-woo! Woo-woo! Don't you dare try to bite me.
Yeah. She was like,
come on. My little one's trying to bite me. Yeah. No, we're not playing. I don't love you today. No love today. No love today. But anyway, I'm just trying to see what else is on. I am going to play another song because I need to get a cup of tea. So, in order to get a cup of tea, I have to play a song. That seems logical. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I don't care what that says. It sounds like it says super massive bag of whores.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you can tell, we are back. Not for very long, because I need to go take a painkiller, I need to jump in the shower, and I need to get out of the bright light of the living room, because my head just really wants to burst out of my head. My brain wants to run around the living room, and I don't know what it wants to do, but it sure as heck doesn't want to be in my head right now. I swear, I have never had anything hit me so hard like this. I hear something in my head, that's for sure. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song. It's a pretty long one. You don't have to stay around if you don't want to. Remember, we have Smart Bliss tomorrow night. Friday, we have Hazel and her tea. Hopefully, I'll be feeling better and we can actually have a kick-ass show then. Saturday, we have the Peter West show. Sunday, we have a special After Extreme Rules. And Monday, we have WSSO Aftermath.
Tuesday,
we actually have AJ's mix-up.
WFSO Smash-Up.
There you go, WFSO Smash-Ups, which is pretty awesome. We did a great job last night. So until then, I'm going to play us the song and play us out. And we will catch you all next week on WFSO Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Love to you all.
Most fun, 'cause everybody's gotta die. cold, that's why I got a heater for your thighs. And I know, I know.